This week's episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers rents premium strollers in the Orlando area. Whether it be a single, double, or special needs, they can help you out. Kingdom Strollers is also Disney approved, which means they can deliver directly to your hotel and pick it up when you're done. The next time you're headed to the Orlando area, don't pay extra to fly with your stroller. Save that room in your trunk for those extra pair of tennis shoes you'll know you'll need. Contact our friends over at Kingdom Strollers at www.kingdomstrollers.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome back to the Disney Nerds Podcast. I'm Sam from Sam's Disney Diary. And it is absolutely a pleasure. It is a treat.
Aww.
To number one, be standing in front of the train station at Disneyland, California.
Mm-hmm.
But to be joined by the Muppet cast, Steve Swanson. Steve, how are you?
Hey, hi. How are you? Good to be here.
Absolutely. Now, here's the best part.
What?
Not only are you Steve Swanson from the Muppet cast, but you are now.
I got that going for me.
You do? You are also a local to Disneyland. How did this happen?
Oh my God! So it's kind of a it's an interesting story. So I'm a huge Disney fan
as we all know.
A lot of us
come
know.
On. You've been on the show before. You did impersonations for us. It was great.
Of course.
And we talked about Muppets, but we're expanding the Disney universe.
Right, right. So I had spent a lot of time actually kind of preparing in 2015 to move. To have Disney in my backyard. Now, the difference is, I actually thought I was going to be moving to Florida at the time. And I decided at the last minute, you know what? I don't think that's going to happen. I'm going to move to California because I'd been out here one time before. And sometimes we just have to do something crazy and make a big change in our lives. And so that's exactly what I did. I decided to move out to California. Here I live now in Anaheim. And I live about 10 minutes away from the park. I get to Disneyland is on my drive home from work.
Wait, Disneyland's on your drive home from work?
It is, yes.
So you can make Disneyland one of your stops on the way home, and then you get on the Disneyland Railroad and continue, things like that.
Well, the train isn't working right now, but I do just come in and, you know, maybe ride Pirates, or if the line's too long, maybe I don't ride Pirates. I just walk around and get a pretzel and then go back and just drive home, you know, but that's my evening.
All right, so you're the local. With the local experience.
Right.
I am not a local, but I love this park, and I've been here before. But I have never been inside Disneyland during the holiday season, Christmas.
Well, you're about to have an experience here, I think.
So I was hoping that you and I could sort of walk through, point out some of the things that you love,
well, sure.
Some of the differences, and I'll kind of talk about what I'm seeing.
It'll
be fun. Let's walk through
Disneyland. Let's do it, man. Okay.
During the holidays. It's just incredible. So right now, we're in front of the train station.
We just walked into the park through the turnstiles.
Through the turnstiles. In fact, you can hear them in the background. Turnstiles. Wait, that's the first difference. Turnstiles. Do you hear them clicking?
How about that? Yeah, we still have those here.
Wait, I left my magic band back home.
You're not going to need your magic band. It's totally different. We still have paper fast passes, too.
Here you leave today and enter the world of yesterday, tomorrow, and fantasy.
There it is.
So a little echo. Through
the, yeah. Well, there's a little tunnel there, you know.
There's a little tunnel, and I see Mr. Toad's wild ride signs and Star Tours. Wait, Star Tours is here?
We do have Star Tours. I have been the Rebel Spy several times. Most of the time when I'm the Rebel Spy, it's because I'm wearing my Pigs in Space t-shirt to the park, and the cast members kind of like that, and they have a little bit of fun with me.
That's awesome. But that's Star Tours in Tomorrowland.
Let's also help to paint the picture.
Yes.
We've walked into the equivalent of the Magic Kingdom, but into Disneyland proper from the right-hand side, because there are two tunnels.
There are.
So instead of having Tony's, on the right-hand side, which we can all agree is a complete waste of space.
Oh, it's not that bad, but I would much rather have...
Great moments with Mr. Lincoln. Here
which
it is.
Which is incredible. There it is. That's
so we're standing right in
that
front.
Is the other attraction from the World's Fair.
So let's walk over this way.
All right. I see Goofy in front of Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln.
Well, and that's the other thing. You see characters all over the place here.
Here's Minnie.
And here's Minnie. And it's not a big formal production like it is in Florida when the characters come in. They're just here. It's great. So let's walk in here. There's something,
all right,
there's something I want to show
great
you
with
on a microphone,
Lincoln.
Which is great pod.
It
but
is.
You're going to
show
like
me on
this.
The microphone. So we're walking into the attraction, and I love the image straight ahead is lifted straight from...
from here. I mean, yeah. It's Sleeping Beauty Castle, and it's walled in front of it, but
that's
there's a park bench here, and I want you to read the plaque on the...
The actual park bench from the Griffith Park Merry-Go-Round in Los Angeles, where Walt Disney first dreamed of Disneyland.
Now...
That's awesome.
That is the bench, but that's not the only bench. The other bench he sat on... is in Griffith Park at the merry-go-round, and I know that because I was sitting on that merry-go-round 3 weeks ago.
On the bench or on the merry-go-round?
Oh, they don't let you on the bench, no. Even if you're
there?
Steve Swanson from the Muppet Cast, they don't let you on the bench. But the merry-go-round is over 90 years old. It's still there. It's still in operation. It's a wonderful story that will hopefully be somewhere in the Disney sphere soon because the guy who owns it is just a real sweetheart. But, yes, that merry-go-round still works.
That's awesome.
And I was on it.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
All right. So, I wanted to show you.
Is there another image in here somewhere that begs being pointed out to Muppet fans?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah, see, I had to remind you of that one.
Well, I didn't know if you really wanted to go there.
I do.
All right.
Because I think this is cool. So, we're actually just fast forwarded to the exit of Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln.
Yeah.
Where we have a whole bunch of the spirit of imagination.
Just different photos. It's almost like the end of, American Adventure.
It is, and I think some of these are the same.
Yeah.
And I am immediately drawn to the image of George Lucas, by the way.
Because there he is, yes. But you also have, of course, Jim Henson with Kermit the Frog and George the Janitor and Floyd Pepper and a couple of the little frogs in there.
Is that Piggy up on the top?
That's Piggy up on the top, but you can't really
see it. That's an old Piggy.
It's an old Piggy. Well, it's an old Jim, too. It's a young Jim.
It's a young Jim. There will be a picture of that in the show notes.
But there's a picture of Jim Henson here in Disneyland,
absolutely
too.
Amazing. So let's head out through the gift shop, as most attractions do.
Absolutely, yes. Well, this is the hat shop, so you can buy all kinds of different ears and hats and all that kind of stuff. So
nice.
Very nice. All right, so
back on the street.
Where back on the street. Here's something interesting I find as we come out. So to our left now is the train station. And it looks like a big stage there at the train station. Is that a stage?
It is a stage, and there's something that happens there.
I believe the Candlelight Procession
happens right.
there.
That's right.
So
what happens
think about
there,
that for a second. If you're a fan of Walt Disney World and Epcot, look, Mickey just came out.
Hey, there's Mickey.
Mickey, boom, right there.
Here
comes Mickey Mouse. So if you're a fan of Epcot and the Candlelight Processional, it happens right here at the train station in Disneyland, which is where Walt created it.
Yeah, it does. It's not a big production. Here's the thing I like about living here, too. Here's an observation I've made. It's not a big production to get from point A. Can I just hold this? It's not a big production to get from point A to point B like it is in Florida. Now, not to take away from Florida, because, again, I almost moved there. But it does. Okay, and you know, if you're trying to get from the Magic Kingdom to Epcot, that's a good hour, if not more. Well, here in Disneyland, if we wanted to walk, now we're not going to, but if we wanted to walk from Disneyland to California Adventure, it takes about 30 seconds to get from...
And you don't have to go through security again.
And you don't have to go through security again. There's no bus to take anywhere. You just walk across the walkway, and you're there.
We just passed up the Main Street Hotel, by the way.
Oh, we did,
I never noticed that.
So here we are on Main Street, USA.
Which is in front of the Magic Shop, which I think Steve Martin worked in once upon a time.
He did.
It's amazing, the history that comes back when you're at Disneyland. Come on.
Right, exactly. It's Main Street, USA, and it's the original one. Now, many of us have not been to the California Main Street, USA.
There's a penny arcade. You can put pennies in the machines and turn the crank and watch the videos.
He's so excited, folks. He's so excited. But there is kind of a history that you feel here that, honestly, I didn't know that you would feel. But you do. You do feel Walt here. Everyone says,
pass the candle in above the fire station, but maybe we'll see that on the way out. I don't know how much we'll be recording. But what I want to do is talk about Christmas.
Okay.
Talk about the holidays.
That's fine. Let's talk about Christmas, yes.
Because decorations are phenomenal.
Christmas lights are up everywhere you look.
Absolutely. Look, on the right-hand side, so as you walk down Main Street, to the right at Magic Kingdom in Florida, you know, there's sort of a little alcove. Here, it's alive with carts, with things being done. And
people.
Yes.
It's not just a thing. Yeah.
And on the left-hand side is the Carnation Cafe.
With, I don't think he works there anymore, but no, I think Oscar does still work there. He's one of the oldest, longest-running cast members, maybe from working on opening day. And if you go to the Carnation Cafe and order Oscar's special or Oscar's favorite, something like that, that's a real thing.
I know that was true not long ago at the 60th anniversary because he was in the parade that I saw when they marched them all down here. Look, there's the Penny Arcade.
There's the Penny Arcade.
Absolutely amazing.
Which also houses, it's not the official confectionery, but it's like
it's
the confectionery. Yeah. We don't really have the same kind of confectionery that Florida does, but we have our own little version of it where they make things there.
Well, we do have the Christmas music in the background.
There's something else I'm going to show you in the confectionery, too.
Let's go.
So now we're going to walk over to the left into the building marked Penny Arcade, which, again, is kind of the confectionery. They have a lot of sweets and stuff in there, but there's something in particular I wanted to show Sam. I don't. Who has pennies anymore, Sam? Come on. But they have, and it's not playing right now. Did you know that this beautiful musical instrument is here? I'm not even sure what you call this. It looks sort of like an old player piano without keys, just the big upright boxy part of it. And there's also a pipe organ built into it, and there's a little bass drum built into it, and there's a xylophone and a tambourine, and if there was a man, it would be a one-man band, but it's as tall as the building wall is tall, which is probably a good, 10 feet, 12 feet, something like that. But it's an interesting piece of history, and I want to try to find the plaque here. Here it is. It's Disneyland's Welt Style 4 Concert Orchestrion. And the plaque reads, manufactured in Freiburg, Germany in 1907, built to simulate an orchestra, this instrument has 265 pipes, a bass drum, snare drum, timpani, cymbal, and triangle. Purchased by Walt Disney in 1953, it has a home here in the Penny Arcade since 1955. It's currently playing 75-key Welt roll music, and something tells me they don't make a whole lot of that.
No, not at all. Let's back out on the Main Street.
Yep.
Make our left here. So we're basically, there's a confectionery where Casey's should be.
Yeah, basically, yeah. But our Casey's is a little bit farther up the street here, and we're going to pass it. Now, it's called the Coca-Cola Corner, not Casey's Corner.
Which is the original name.
And it's still a corner, but there's a fun little thing here. There's so many great visual things I'm going to show you here. This is going to be fantastic for the podcast.
Wait, are you going to show me that?
All right, so this Coca-Cola sign here.
I am taking pictures, by the way.
Oh, good, good. So, here we are, where in Florida you would be at Casey's Corner. We're at the Coca-Cola Corner. It's the same kind of location. This hanging lamp here is real Tiffany glass for the Coca-Cola lamp. Now, you see these blinking white and red lights, and they sort of blink in succession. And it goes white, red, white, red, white, red, all the way around.
Right.
With one exception.
In the corner over here, I see it.
In the corner over here, they ran out of lights in the pattern, so one light bulb has to be painted. Half of it is painted red, while the other half remains white.
That's awesome. So did they take a red one and paint a white, or a white one and paint a red?
I think they just change it from time to time. So
there is the stand with the famous Disneyland corn dogs over there on the right.
Yep, we have the corn dog wagon over there, and that is, in fact, there are several places to buy a corn dog in Disney World, in Disneyland, but that corn dog place over by the Plaza Inn is the only place you should really buy a corn dog in Disneyland.
So they do have them in the food trucks in Walt Disney World.
They do,
Disney
yes.
Springs, there's the Disneyland corn dog. Is it the same? Have you had them both?
I have not had them both. I've had this one
Nor
several times. It's
well,
it's
I'm
quite
have
lovely.
I'm going to have this one and then I'll try it. Though.
Yeah, yeah.
But so on our left, the Jolly Holiday Bakery, right?
Which is a great place to get a lot of fun little snacks and the best grilled cheese on property. They make the Jolly Holiday Special, which is a grilled cheese and a bowl of tomato soup.
You are talking like a local right now, Steve.
Right?
Is that crazy or what? I love that. How long have I lived here? Oh, man.
I love that. All right. So we're
making the rounds. In the hub.
We can see the castle barely because of the trees. It's a beautiful castle. It might not be that tall, but it's beautiful. Except on the right here, look at Matterhorn Mountain. That's amazing.
Okay, there's Matterhorn, but I'm going to show you one other thing around here that you don't know that's here.
Okay, show me.
We're going to go off to the right side of the castle.
Which is going to take us back towards Fantasyland, right?
Well, it is going to take us back toward Fantasyland, but we're going to make a little stop on the way there.
Okay.
So
I can't wait.
In the Florida castle, there's a couple little nooks and crannies that have some specialized little things around. And Sleeping Beauty Castle is no different. We have a couple fun little things located off to the side. And we're making our way right now over to the Wishing Well.
Oh. So,
did you know the Wishing Well is here?
I'm not sure.
All right, we're going to see the Wishing Well, I think.
I'm still looking at Matterhorn Mountain.
We can get over here. Matterhorn Mountain is fun. So there's a nice little wishing well with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and some statues around by the castle. But do we want to go over by Haunted Mansion? Is that where we're headed?
I think we should go by... Well, you tell me, because it's holiday season here, and there are two things that I hear. That's the Matterhorn Mountain in the background.
That is Matterhorn.
There are two things that I hear are must-dos here during the holidays.
All right,
actually, three things.
Yeah.
One of those, it's a small world, I hear.
Which is
the other Haunted Mansion and the other Space Mountain.
Okay, so
there's a monorail over top of us inside of a park. How's that happen?
Yes, that monorail ride is a lot of fun. It's actually, so when you're in Florida, it's pretty much the only way most of us get to the Magic Kingdom. Not the only way, because you can take a boat, but it's different here with this monorail because it's sort of an ancillary attraction. It's fun. It's a ride, though. It's not a primary mode of transportation, and I don't think anyone treats it like that. In fact, it kind of takes longer to use the monorail to get here than it would
just to walk in. There are two stops. One of them is in Tomorrowland, and the other is in downtown Disney near the Disneyland Hotel.
Right.
So while it's attraction, it's also transportation. It's sort of interesting.
Yeah,
because we could have gotten on it at the Disneyland Hotel and rode it into Tomorrowland.
And we just would have gotten into the park right now, yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Local advice, walk.
The local advice, don't take the monorail, really. Well, maybe take it once, but you don't have to take it every time.
Very quickly, I need to shout out to Ed, because on our right-hand side are the Nemo Voyage submarines.
One of the largest submarine fleets in the world.
There you go. How do you like that? Did you ever get to ride 20,000 Leagues?
No, I did not.
You did not. I did. Holy cow, and I'm just looking at Small World, and wow.
Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet.
I have not seen Small World, but in the distance I can see. We'll get back to 20,000 Leagues. Sorry, Ed. It's a Small World is lit up, and it looks amazing.
And you haven't even seen the show that they put on it yet.
Wow.
They really do up It's a Small World. Lights are strewn all over the place,
so
outlining
this,
every...
Does it have an official name, like It's a Small World Holiday?
Yeah, or Small World Holiday,
okay.
Yeah. I think that's the official name, is Small World Holiday. That's what I'm calling it.
So and
I
here's think what, for those of you familiar with Disney World.
Yes.
Part of the 50th anniversary was redoing the It's a Small World facade in Florida.
Right.
And the way that they redid it was to replicate the outdoor facade here in Disneyland and bring that to Disney World. However, you can't do it justice because in Florida, maybe that's two stories tall. Here, it's huge. And it's
huge.
Outside, and it's beautiful.
Well, and you know, that's one of the things that happened. So when I came out here for the very first time in August 2015, and one of my other very good podcaster friends who lives out here brought me out to Small World and into Disneyland for the first time, and I'm looking around and everything's amazing, but nothing's where it's supposed to be because it's California. And we get up to Small World and I look and I go, wait, the line is outside. And he said,
think about that.
Yeah, the line's outside. And I said, but, and I'm thinking Florida, what if it rains? And he laughed because it never rains here. So this is the line.
Where is the end of the line?
Okay, end of the line's over here. It's over this way.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just a few moments, Sleeping Beauty Castle will come to life with all the magic of the season. To fully enjoy this experience, the lights along Main Street and near the castle will be dim. For your safety and that of others, please remain in the same area until the lights return to normal. And now, we invite you to share in this special transformation as the very heart of Disneyland reflects the light of the holidays and becomes Sleeping Beauty's Winter Castle.
Wow, is this the castle lighting ceremony?
They do this several times throughout the evening. So don't feel like you have to be here the first time you hear that announcement. Don't feel like you have to leave whatever line you're in because they'll do it again later on in the
evening.
Check
your times guide.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's in the times guide or not. Interesting little fun fact, though. The guy whose voice we just heard, and I forget his name, and I really should remember it, but he is the voice of Disneyland. And when you go into DCA, you hear that same announcer voice is a female announcer voice. And the voice of Disneyland and the voice of DCA are actually husband and wife.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Is that cool?
It is. So this, looking at It's a Small World's amazing. I'm going to take some pictures. We have about a 20-minute wait, so why don't we fast forward this lunch?
Sounds great.
Okay. Fast forward. Boom.
Here we
it's
are.
It's a Small World holiday. I Hi. Love this background music.
So it's the, maybe you can hear it. It's a Small World background music, but it's done in a very Christmassy kind of flavor, and they work in a couple little holiday songs into it as well. The building is just lit up so beautifully. You don't see this the rest of the year. I mean, they always kind of put on some floodlights so you can see the facade of Small World here in this corner of the park, but this is just such a gem.
I am doing my best to capture all of this.
Sam is like a kid in a candy store. You guys, you should see him. It's so funny.
Can't move my head.
And I was just telling him before we begin recording again, you don't get this in Florida, but it doesn't need to be Florida. It's something completely different. It's something uniquely special. And if you haven't been out here before, you do owe it to yourself to come see this place at least once, because then you'll come back and see it again.
Welcome back, exhale to your right hand side, step the stairs to your right, and up the stairs. Go ahead and come on in, watch your step. Welcome aboard to Small World. Please remain seated at all times with your hands arms, feet, and legs inside.
I am looking forward to this.
Wow.
You just won't even believe it.
Make sure we're seated all the way, please. Have a seat. Thank you. Here we go. Enjoy your holiday cruise around the world. Supervise your children.
Now we might get a little wet on the first drop.
I thought that was just in the movie.
Here we go. Enjoy holiday cruise around the world.
This is where they film Tomorrowland, right?
Right?
This is it.
No, this isn't where they film Tomorrowland.
This is pretty intense. It's a small world. How many cameras can you wear?
Oh my gosh. I think we're up to four.
Keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the boat. And please watch your children. Thank you.
Bienvenue. Pour votre sécurité, veuillez rester assis pendant tout le voyage. Et gardez les mains, bras, pieds et jambes à l'intérieur du bateau. S'il vous plaît, surveillez les enfants. Merci.
Bienvenidos. Para su seguridad, permanezca sentado y mantenga las manos, brazos, pies y piernas dentro del barco. Y cuide a los pequeñitos. Gracias.
Welcome to It's a Small World. For your safety, please remain seated throughout your voyage, keeping your hands,
we're still outside.
Arms, feet, and legs inside
we haven't
the boat.
Gone in yet.
And please watch your children. Thank you.
ようこそ.
Wow.
peppermint.
Mm-hmm.
I spy Pinocchio.
Thank you.
does Sam think about that?
Holy cow, that was incredible. That was...
I thought you might like that.
The part that I thought was the best is that last room, which usually is all white.
Yeah, the white.
Was not the white room.
No.
It was the absolutely Christmas-colored, decorated, jolly room. I love that.
Yeah.
This is an outstanding overlay.
Yeah, it really is. It's one of the best things I've seen that they do here for the holidays.
There's one other good one. I don't know if we have time for it tonight or not.
We'll find out.
For the holidays here, huh?
Getting ready for it. Just a few minutes here. We're in the best spot in the park to watch fireworks.
Which is where? Where's the best spot in Disneyland to watch fireworks?
The best spot in Disneyland to watch the fireworks is on Main Street. And it's right in between the photo supply company
and
Coca-Cola corner.
In just a few minutes, the lights will be dimmed so you can fully experience our holiday fireworks spectacular. Believe in holiday magic. For your own safety and for the safety of those around you, please remain in the same area until the lights return to normal. Thank you.
Damas y caballeros, niños y niñas, en unos cuantos minutos, las luces se atenuarán para que puedan disfrutar en todo su esplendor nuestro espectáculo de fuegos artificiales para las fiestas, Believe in Holiday Magic. Para su seguridad y la de quienes los rodean, por favor permanezcan en el mismo lugar hasta que las luces regresen a su normalidad. Gracias.
I was just going to ask you what the show's called.
It's called that.
Believe in Holiday Magic.
Believe in Holiday Magic. There it is. So, yeah, like I was saying, it's on Main Street, right in between the photo supply company and Coca-Cola corner. So you're just right here on the corner. I would stand more towards the right-hand side if you're looking at the castle, because they shoot the fireworks as you're looking at the castle a little off to the left, and you don't want the trees to block that. But it's a great view of the castle, and you'll see all the fireworks. And, you know, as long as the wind doesn't get too bad here, we're going to see the fireworks in a few minutes. I've been here when they've called them off.
Oh, that's not fun.
Because see, what happens is, if you look up at the top of that building there at the photo supply company, they'll throw up a little balloon, a little helium balloon, and if it blows too much, then that means the wind is too bad.
And that is an insider trick right there.
Right. Yeah. And so they will, they'll call off the fireworks if that happens.
Look for the helium balloon. And hope it sticks straight up. I don't see one, so it must be fine.
I think we're okay.
Well, actually, I see a couple in front of us, and they're straight up.
Well, there are those. But the ones down here on ground level, it's not the same. You know, it's weird, because just 30 feet above us, you know, there's no building. There's nothing but just air, and the wind is very, very different there.
You're right. You're
and because
right.
we have such a small land mass, you know, you really can't have the fireworks blow off very much to the side. Another luxury you have in Florida, maybe.
Just not back into things.
Right, exactly.
We've had that out.
Right. Oh, I've actually gotten hit with ash and shrapnel at Illuminations before. Because I was sitting up right by the water. And it was around December, because I don't know why, but in cold weather, fireworks act differently.
They do.
Imagine that combustibles act differently in different temperatures. But, yeah, I got smacked in the face with some stuff coming out of the air before.
So we got It's a Small World, some fireworks, and we'll get in some audio from Haunted Mansion Holiday.
Yes,
what's your big thing there? Tell me Haunted Mansion Holiday. What do you think?
The Gingerbread House. Actually, no. The Gingerbread House is one thing, because they change that every year. But it's the Halloween tree that they have there in the ballroom. It's really, really impressive, because it's not a Christmas tree. It's a Christmas tree the way it would look in Nightmare Before
Christmas.
That's
why that one's cool, though, because that's there for October, November, December.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
That happens at Halloween, just before Halloween for a few weeks. They close down the Haunted Mansion and they put in that overlay. And then, yeah, they bring it back up and it's there for the
there
whole
year.
Here we go.
Does your heart hold the magic of the holidays? Is it filled with warm memories just waiting to be discovered again? Now is the time to open your heart. Believe in that magic and remember those treasured moments. They're still there, deep within you, waiting to touch you once more. So come along as the magic of the season leads the way.
Thank you.
cherish the holidays forever, and always believe.
Main Street, Stephen.
And it's really, I mean, it looks like the real thing.
It does.
Is that incredible or what?
It looked great. Great fireworks show. There's no wind at all.
No.
I mean, the smoke is just hanging.
Yeah.
That's
great.
Sir.
All right, now we're kind of trapped in the mob that is Disneyland after fireworks.
So here, are we walking? We want to go over that way? All right, let's
follow your lead.
All right. All right, Sam.
We made it through the fireworks crowds.
Here we are.
Here we are in front of Fire Department 105, the Disneyland Fire Department.
And what's just above?
I see right above that fire department a window, and in that window there's a light. Now, the light right now happens to be a Christmas tree that's lit up.
Yeah, they put a Christmas tree there for the holidays.
That's Walt's apartment.
But normally...
It's right there, dude.
Normally, there's a lamp there.
That's it. It's right there. It's literally right there, one floor above us.
You can kind of see into the window if you angle your head right. But yes, there's Walt's apartment.
That's awesome. And that's one of the greatest reasons to be Disneyland, as you're leaving or when you come in, is knowing that that's it. And that's where he would stay. Those are the steps they would come down. The pictures that you see in the textbooks and the history books were all taken here. It's just amazing.
It is.
I love it.
And
I love it.
When you come to Disneyland, one of the things you should do as you're walking out is just come out to the right-hand side of Main Street and just stop, or even if the crowds are bad like they are tonight, just slow down for a second and just give a little nod and say, thanks, Walt. And you go home. That's
absolutely
my tradition.
And I love it. And Steve, thanks for your time, man.
Absolutely.
Thanks for hanging out with me tonight. This was awesome.
Oh, my God. This is great.
I hope to do it again. D23, we'll see you out here.
I can't wait.
I can't wait for that, too. Thank you, guys. Disney Nerds Podcast, absolutely amazing. TheDisneyNerds.com. You know how to get us. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. We'll talk to you next time. See ya.
there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee.